In today's episode, we are finally back from The Amazing Race and catching up on all things pop culture. We discuss banning the Kardashians in 2016, removing rib cages, what wets our whistles, YouTubers influencing baby names, Justin Bieber slaughtering One Direction, and who we prefer between Adele and Troye Sivan. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything juicy for while we've been gone on The Amazing Race, we want to give some love to our sponsor. This week's sponsor is Snervous, the new documentary following me and Corey through a year in our lives. We go on tour, we go back home to Michigan, hilarity ensues, love, drama, happiness, sadness, it offers everything. Snervous is available on iTunes, Vimeo, anywhere where movies are sold, on demand. I don't fucking know. Go find it. Snervous. Go find it on iTunes. Thanks, Snervous, for sponsoring this episode. Love you. Later.
I really need to get that J-Lo album off of my iPhone.
Was that recording? Let's keep that as the exact start of the episode. Hi, everybody. My name's Tyler. Who's this?
Are you on I'm looking right at you. What do you mean, who is this?
Who's this right
across
from me?
Did you not recognize me because I look...
I need everyone to know.
This morning,
yeah,
but I do.
Okay, yeah. If you want to say you look so good.
No, I always look good.
If you want to say you look so good, then I'm going to say you're basically telling me I look so good because we showed up in the exact same outfit.
Okay, I'm a 100.
A gray crew neck sweater.
I'm 100%.
A black, basic, what is it?
Baseball cap?
Baseball cap. Some pants.
I have blue jeans on and you have black sweatpants.
But if we were standing underneath a tree with some shade, you might not even recognize the difference.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a dark wash denim for me.
Yeah, and this is a light wash black for me.
It's light black.
Anyway, hi, Cor.
Yo.
It's been so long since we've been here.
It really has. I mean, we were gone on The Amazing Race, and we had to pre-record all those episodes, so I don't even know what we've talked about.
Spoiler, we were on The Amazing Race. We didn't tell you guys. We were on The Amazing Race. Wait, did we ever tell them?
I mean, it's been online for the last
We tweeted
month.
It once, and then we just abandoned ship.
We
just
fell right off the internet. I mean, we pre-recorded all those episodes, but we haven't actually... Yeah, I mean, it's so weird because I don't even remember what we talked about.
Leading up to the race, we were just like coming into the studio recording so much, and we couldn't tell anyone why. And we would just record. And then we were like, okay, well, we'll be back in December. And they were all like, huh?
It was weird month.
Yeah. We missed so much, though.
We missed a lot. And then it was a little bit.
To be on The Amazing Race, so for people that don't know what it is, because a lot of people might be international, they might not have that show in their country. It's basically, I try to describe it to people as, it's like, obviously a race, but it's also a scavenger hunt with challenges, and you go all around the world.
I don't really think it's like a scavenger
hunt. It very much is a scavenger hunt because you're looking for clues.
It's a race around the world with challenges.
Find this thing, but it's like named something particular for that culture, and you have to ask people. So it's kind of a scavenger hunt. And at the end of each episode, somebody gets eliminated. So if you come in last place to the final destination of that country or whatever, it's very loose, you know. But if you come in last place that episode, you get eliminated. So one by one, people are eliminated until the very end of the race. There's three teams that compete at the final city of the scavenger hunt extravaganza race.
Yeah.
That's the basics.
I was just saying, I think it's a little more difficult than like your traditional scavenger
hunt.
Well,
yeah, of course,
When people hear the word scavenger
hunt,
I saw someone tweeting at you who was like, get back from that damn scavenger hunt. What the heck are you even doing? And I was like,
it's a little bit more than that.
That this was a scavenger hunt.
I didn't say that.
Apparently the whole world.
No.
I was like, later y'all, we're going on The Amazing Race. And you're like, bye y'all, going on a scavenger hunt.
I was like, bye y'all, I have no clue what's happening.
What did I sign up for?
It was a very, what did I sign up for moment. There were a couple moments like that where it was like, never could have dreamed that those things were happening. Obviously we can't talk about specifics until they air. But it's going to be on TV, CBS, this
February 12th.
I think it's worth watching. It was a lot of fun.
I know it's worth watching.
Every moment that we experienced, we would go to bed that night and we would be like, wow, I think that was a good episode. Like we would think of it as episodes and we were like, wow, that's like worth watching. So I think you'll like it. Tune in.
We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, as the show starts airing. Yeah. We just can't say a whole lot at the moment.
Yeah. But while we were gone, we had to turn in our phones, turn in our computers, and the whole cast was internet people.
Yeah.
So some of the cast were like internet Instagram models. There were people that do
Viners,
dance tutorials on YouTube.
I mean, it was just a lot of like...
It was a big variety.
Diverse group of like internet-y sort of people.
Right. And I think the whole thought process was, oh, we're going to take all these internet people, make them give their phones and
turn
get
in
off
their
the internet and see what happens when they have to face the real world, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like our cast was like pretty...
Okay with it?
Okay with it. Like, they kept asking us, like, what's it like to not have the internet? And we were all like, it's nice.
I was like, it's a nice little break.
We'd be like, I can't live without the Wi-Fi. But
well, we don't know
like,
what the other people said, so we'll...
I think everyone was happy.
We'll see, but I mean, we were like...
But while we were gone, we did miss a lot. A lot happened in pop culture. A lot happened in our lives.
It was very overwhelming to come home and not even know where to start. Like...
That's what it felt like.
How
I was like,
do
where
I know,
do I begin on what I've missed?
Like, I want to know all the music that was released in the last month. I want to know what the number one song in America is.
What is the number
it
one song
still
in America?
Adele. It was still Adele the whole time we were gone.
The whole time we were gone? Hello?
Yeah. 7 weeks. It's her longest reign.
The whole time we were gone, it was just kind of a boring chart moment.
I know there was a lot going on in the charts. There were a lot of Canadian artists in the top 10. They're calling it like a Canadian takeover. You know, when the Beatles.
Who's they? Who's they?
People in the biz.
Oh, what biz?
The music biz.
Speaking of the Wiz, did you see the Wiz?
No, but
that happened while we were gone.
I got back to, and I had emails of people being like, will you live tweet the
Who
Wiz?
Who emailed you about the Wiz?
Someone from NBC.
Oh my God.
They wanted me to discuss the Wiz via live tweet. And
NBC?
I was like, girl,
Nuts
I'm on
critters?
The Amazing Race. I'm not going to watch the Wiz.
Oh, I do want to watch it. I wish I had T-voted it.
Did you watch the one with Carrie Underwood last year?
No, but he did that. Is this a thing that they do every year, like a musical every year?
Now they are. I mean, they did the Peter Pan. They
with
did
that one girl,
Allison Williams.
Yeah.
Wow. I really pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then they did The Sound of Music with
Carrie Underwood,
and
should have been Gaga. We all know that now.
Really?
Well, yeah. You saw what Gaga did.
Well, the Countess is too busy counting her Golden Globe
nomination. Oh, my God. That's what's happened while we were gone. She got a People's Choice nomination, a Golden Globe nomination, some other type of nomination.
Wait. You also got a People's Choice nomination.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
What if you go to the People's Choice Awards and Lady Gaga's there?
Well, what if I win and she's in the audience and she stands up and claps?
I have a question.
Yeah,
serious.
Yeah.
So I was talking.
Oh, about cereal?
No.
That came out.
I'm aware. I didn't listen to season one.
Neither did I.
Should I?
No, there are competitors.
Okay. But
our direct competition.
I have a serious question about Lady Gaga.
We're like
us and them
going back and forth for number one.
I heard she had
who?
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Lip injections.
Good for her. It's her body. What do you got to say about it?
Well, how do you think they look?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's up to her to decide how she wants to do with her body. Speaking of lip injections, you know what else happened while we were gone?
What?
Kylie Jenner released a lip kit, and it sold out in 30 seconds. Do you think that she has a positive or a negative influence on
Can you explain to me what a lip kit is?
I don't know. Mm. I think it's like a little... Here's
what I
imagine.
The free sewing kits they give you in hotels
sometimes.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
And I'm like, are they stitching their lips?
Here's how I imagine it. I imagine it looks like a little lunchbox.
A Lunchable.
Like, no, not a Lunchable, like a lunchbox with like a handle, and it's got like maybe a syringe, maybe a gloss, maybe a balm.
Okay.
Anyway, it sold out in 30 seconds. My question is, do you think she has a positive or negative influence on people these days?
I'm looking up her official Instagram. It's called Lip Kit by Kylie.
Because she clearly has influence. She's one of those people.
It's not even like a kit. It's just like a gloss, I think.
Oh,
it's not
it?
Like a needle.
I was hoping it's got a needle.
I don't like the logo. It's her lips with like stuff
like
dripping
on
it.
I do like the logo.
I kind of hate it.
Popular.lipkitbykylie.com. I really just gave it
this
that promo.
Dark one looks like she rimmed someone and then
oh
used the icon.
Stop it.
I mean, just.
What is the lip kit? Okay, if it's not needles, then I've been deceived.
It's not. It's just literally like a gloss and a liner.
Is this Adele using the lip kit?
Oh,
no.
Hold on.
This is Kylie. Chloe. This is Chloe.
Hold on.
Speaking of...
It's a matte liquid lipstick and a lip liner.
I just hope people don't look at her and think, wow, I need to be that. because I think a lot of people do.
Think they need to be Kylie Jenner?
The Kardashians.
I don't know.
I think they're fine, but like, I mean, whatever. Hey, did you see what Buck was tweeting about?
Yeah, I showed you that. Nice try. Oh, yeah. I showed you that.
Yeah, I loved that.
Why do we always end up talking about the Kardashians?
I actually hate it. Let's get out of
Can
that.
Can we
Let's get
ban
out of that.
Them for 2016?
Yeah, no.
Wait.
We can't.
Oh, my God.
Did you see we were both so off with the baby predictions?
Well, you know because they freaking schedule a C-section.
Oh, because they heard
the
episode and they wanted both of us
in.
To, like, fuck up.
No, she just didn't want the baby's birthday to be that close to Christmas. If you don't know what we're talking about Kim and Kanye having baby number two.
Thoughts on
what was
baby number
name?
Two, Saint, which is the exact opposite of the Antichrist.
Oh, my God.
They clearly listened to the podcast.
Wait, did you see that GIF on Tumblr of Kim explaining that she was telling North that is North a girl? Yeah, I think so.
Don't gender North.
She was telling North that she was like a star because she was named after like the North Star.
Was she?
And then Courtney's sitting in the background and with her two kids and they're like, oh, Mason asked, is there a Mason star? And Kim was like, no, there's only a North Star.
Oh, only?
It was really funny.
That is funny.
Courtney's face was the best.
Hmm.
Anyways, no Kardashian talk in 2016.
Whatever.
You heard it here first.
No, that's probably going to lie.
You know what's really depressing?
What?
So when you go on The Amazing Race and then you come back and a movie you wanted to see is no longer in the theater.
A movie that hadn't come out yet before The Amazing Race. It bombed so bad that they took it out of the theaters.
It didn't even last in the theater for 4 weeks.
What movie are we talking about?
It went in the theaters the we arrived for the race
before
on like.
Tell us the title of it. Tell us the Rotten Tomatoes score of it.
Does Rotten Tomatoes do a review?
No. I think it's a curation of reviews.
Oh, well, the tomato meter gave it a 19.
Out of?
100.
Yikes. Corey was very much looking forward to this movie. I wrote it down in our notes to talk about as, quote, that movie you wanted to see, because I couldn't even remember the title of it. What was it called?
It's called Love the Coopers. Okay. It was like a wannabe Family Stone.
Family Stone is Corey's favorite movie.
It's got an all-star cast. Diane Keaton reprises her role.
I just love Diane
Keaton. I mean,
she
doesn't really reprise her role.
I brought up Diane Keaton yesterday at the airport. There we were at TSA PreCheck because we got that hookup now.
Oh, my God. It's
Y'all,
so nice.
We need to talk about TSA PreCheck.
You just walk right through
you
security.
You walk right through security. I mean, a lot of people that listen probably don't fly as much as us, but
we flew over 60 times this year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And
it's like once a week.
To wait in – oh, my God.
It's
more than once a week. To wait in line all those minutes, I think we probably lost days. Weeks in the airport.
Well, you know one of my favorite things is just going to the airport 2 hours early because Daddy likes to be on time.
You know what my favorite thing is?
Almost missing your flight.
Sometimes miss my flights because I'm so late. So we got that TSA PreCheck. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Love the Coopers.
Love the Coopers.
I mean, the tagline was, you can't re-gift family.
That's true.
I mean,
That's true. Speaking of re-gifting family.
You want to get rid of Queen Jackie this holiday season?
Yeah, probably. No, Krampus. Krampus?
Krampus. Krampus got a 65 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I heard that it was terrible.
I'm going to see it
this week.
I heard
that it lacked self-awareness. I heard that it wasn't funny, but also wasn't scary. So what was it trying to be?
Who were you talking to?
You know who I was talking to.
Oh, the same person who doesn't even like Modern Family?
Yeah, so I guess I don't know how to trust their opinion.
Right. I mean, I guess if anything, that means I should go see Krampus because I love Modern Family.
I heard that it simultaneously wasn't funny or scary. So what was it trying to be?
You know? It's supposed to be a holiday movie with a horror undertone.
So, but if it's not funny or scary, what is the tone of a horror movie?
I'm going to go see it, and I will come give the official Krampus
review.
You
let me know.
There's like 8 movies I want to see now. I still need to see James Bond. I need to see Krampus. I need to find a theater that's still playing Love the Coopers.
You want to know what isn't funny but is scary this holiday season?
What?
Well, there was a model while we were gone. Who had 6 ribs removed to achieve a cartoon character-like proportion.
Is it Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, my God. Wait. Maybe.
I saw that on an episode of Botched.
No, her name is Pixie Fox. I watched that episode of Botched. Botched?
I don't know, and I don't care. Tell me more about Pixie Fox.
Corey and I have been really watching a lot of Botched lately, I feel. Is it just me, or do we watch it together?
I think you're making things up.
No, we've been watching a lot of Botched. Do you guys watch Botched? It's this show about, like, plastic surgery, but sometimes it goes wrong. It's kind of sad, but also, like, you can't look away. Anyway, this woman had 6 ribs removed. Would you get a rib removed? It's to kind of have a more slim waist.
She's only 25 years old. She looks much older.
She's a Swedish model that spent $120,000 on cosmetic surgeries. She wants to look like Jessica Rabbit and Tinkerbell.
But how much is that in Swedish money? Swiss francs?
Oh, my God.
Is that? No, that's Switzerland.
How much? Wait, what?
Is a Swedish.
Swedish?
Well, I think
not
they're,
Swiss.
I know. I just said that. I think
how
their
many
money,
Swedish fish is that?
I think that's what I was going to ask. That was my joke.
Did I take it? Did I pluck it right out of that brain?
Gosh, yeah.
She wants to get hip and butt implants. If you could. Oh, my God. I just saw a picture of her holding her waist like this. Like her, both of her fingers and her thumb are connected on the outside of her stomach and her back. Wow. That's a look.
She's got a 14-inch waist.
If you were to get one procedure done,
would
you?
We've had this conversation before. I'm not sure on the podcast, but I've always said I would never have anything done. I'm flawless. Well give great. Me your laundry list, starting with the LASIK eye surgery.
Well, you know I would jut out my jaw first.
You would get intentional underbite.
While we were on the race, I was like, ugh, imagine if something watery happens and I can't wear glasses. I wish, is there anywhere around here? Because some countries you can just pop right in and get LASIK.
A walk-in LASIK eye
I'm
surgery
sure.
appointment.
I feel like.
I'll put that on the calendar.
Yeah, put it on
you.
The calendar. I want to get a walk-in LASIK.
I can't believe you're going to be blind in 2016 and we can't talk about the Kardashians anymore.
And I'm going to be missing some ribs.
McRibs.
I'll be like missing them, like longing for them.
Have you ever had a McRib?
No, I'm not garbage. That I'm not that much garbage.
But have you had
I'm garbage.
Have you had a fish fillet?
Oh yeah. What'd she order? I love a fish fillet, and I realized that on Employee Appreciation Day, because they let you order whatever you want. So I was like, fine, if it's free, I'll just try everything. And that was
Daddy's
the day I tried fish
dip
fillet
into the fish fillet.
You know what the most underrated thing at McDonald's is? And I think they took it off the menu.
Well, I have a serious question.
Let
about
me answer
McDonald's.
That. Let me answer my own.
You
question.
You answer, then I'll go.
It's the Southern Chicken Sandwich, and it's chicken with pickle and butter. It's great.
Where's the butter?
It's you spread it on. It's not a toasted bun.
Really?
It's a steamed bun. So they microwave it.
Is that how they steam things?
Oh yeah.
McDonald's.
You put a little bit of water in the microwave, and you put the bun in the microwave, and then you microwave for 10 seconds, and it steams it. Steam.
Oh, wow. McDonald's doing it up.
Anyway, having what
it,
were you talking
I was going
to
say having it your way, but is that Burger King?
It's everybody. Everybody has
why
it
did they make the fruit and yogurt parfaits so itty bitty? They used to be.
So that you have to order two.
They used to be big enough for someone to eat and enjoy. Now it's like doesn't even say wet my whistle.
Oh, my God. Ew.
What do you think the last thing that wet your whistle was?
Oh, my God. Well, technically, I'm drinking an iced red eye right now, so that wet my whistle.
How is it?
It's good. The thing that I was most conscious of, you know how on the race, you have to have your passport at all times.
Yes.
If you don't have your passport, you're eliminated.
You're effed.
That's the rule number one.
That's why I carried the passport.
So the thing I was most conscious of on the race should have been my passport, but Corey was like, I'm not going to let you be in charge of that because we'll be out episode one because you'll lose it. So the thing I was most like, it was my chapstick.
Oh.
And that really did wet my whistle around the world.
I was like, you could have taken chapstick on the race.
I did.
Oh.
I brought Burt's Bees honey.
Wow.
It was great.
Have you had the pomegranate?
Yes, I've had every flavor.
Is that what?
Pomegranate
no. Have you had
is
the spice?
Flavor.
You haven't had the pumpkin spice?
Yes, I have.
Really?
No, I haven't.
And it was like caught in your web of lies. So that honey chapstick just really wet your whistle is
yeah,
what you were saying.
Yeah, it did. What was the last thing that wet your whistle?
Oh my gosh. So when did we do it? Well, last week when we got back from the race, I made white chicken chili and it just was.
Oh my God. So there I was at Whole Foods
die
last night.
For.
I was at Whole Foods looking for soups because I felt like, you know, soup is the season.
It is. It's a little chilly in LA right now.
It's
perfect time for
a little chili.
Chili
in LA. Chili. Is that an artist? Chili?
Yeah, T-Boz,
yeah,
Left
yeah.
Eye, TLC.
It's a perfect time for a little chili.
Crazy,
like a miniature
sexy, cool.
baby version of chili.
I think there was a VH1 show about that
called anyway,
Chili.
I was at Whole Foods trying to find soups, and I was literally thinking, because my mom makes this great white chicken chili. Have you ever had it?
It's not. Yeah, you've had my white chicken chili.
But you haven't had my mom's.
Whose is better? Wow.
I would like to have a white chicken chili off.
Okay, okay.
Between you and my mom, because you both make really good white chicken chili. Hers is a little bit more thick. Yours is more soupy.
No, dude.
Yes, 100%. Nah. Wait until you try my mom's. It's thick.
I don't think I'd like that.
It's like sticks and sticks of cheese.
Does she make it in a crock pot?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I should try that.
My mom is the worst
cook
or chef.
Really? I was just kidding.
She makes a mean white chicken chili.
And a mean manicotti. I want the Christmas manicotti.
What just came out of my throat?
I think you just hooed like an
hooted,
owl.
I hooted.
Like a hooey hoo. Hoo-hoo.
I hooty hooed. White chicken chili. What was I getting to?
I have a story. Soup?
No. I was getting to something. I don't know.
So wait. So you remember the show, the iconic show, I Love New York?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
So this girl.
It remains on my Amazon wish list, the box set.
They have a box set?
Dude, yeah. So like, now you know what I want for Christmas.
I'm ordering it.
And I want Tila Tequila Shot at Love.
I never watched that.
But I really preferred a double Shot at Love because Shot at Love was just kind of like...
Girls.
Was it just girls or just guys? It was one of them. And then double Shot at Love was guys and girls.
Yeah.
That was... We would watch that in the dorms, and it was drama.
You would not. That show was not on the dorms when you were in
100%
college. 100%
it was. Double Shot at Love was. Because I remember rooting for Danny, who was the iconic... the iconic final woman for Tila to Love. You know what? While we were gone, what Tila Tequila has been up to?
It aired in 2008.
Yeah, so bitch, what the fuck? I don't fucking lie. So you know what Tila Tequila has been up to while we've been gone?
What?
While we were on the race, she made an ASMR video.
Tila Tequila did.
Yep. So I just want to know.
You didn't even.
I just want to know where the fuck my credit was.
For what?
YouTubers doing ASMR videos.
Is she a YouTuber?
Well, I mean, that's basically what she's come to.
So on my Facebook wall, somebody shared a memory from 8 years ago when I was at Michigan State. And it says...
8 years ago, some listeners weren't even alive.
Literally.
Yeah.
It said, P.S. I heard a rumor circulating that New York picks TaylorMade in the end, but she's pregnant with Buddha's baby.
Now that is a twist.
Don't know if either is true, but it'll make for a great reunion episode.
That's great.
God, I needed that this morning.
Oh, that happened this morning? That memory?
Yeah. 8 years ago today, wow. New York. She was looking for love with TaylorMade.
Speaking of how some people weren't even alive 8 years ago, babies, okay?
Where do they come from?
Where do they come from?
You think in 2016 we should do a babies where they come
from
episode?
Yes.
And you and I try to figure out.
We'll do a babies episode of like how they're made.
Okay.
And then maybe like a birds and bees episode, maybe.
A two-parter.
Honestly, whatever y'all want, we'll fucking do. It's kind of, we're out of things to do. babies was going to be my transition to 2015's hottest baby name trends.
Oh, God. I bet I could guess these.
You want to know
it's
how
dumb shit
no.
Mason, Hannah.
I need you to know.
Olivia.
Just shut up.
Tell me which ones were right.
The trends that happened with baby names include Instagram filters.
People named their babies after Instagram filter.
Empire.
X Pro 2?
Listen, the royal family.
Okay, Pippa. I bet there's a lot of Pippas out
there. So, Duchess, royalty.
Someone named their kid the Duchess. Yep. Like the Fergie album.
Kaiser, royal.
How weird that they're trying to say that it was named
Instagram
after the royal
filters.
Family and the Duchess album by Fergie.
Yeah, I know. Yet again, culture ignoring Fergie's influence. Instagram filters included Juno.
Well,
which I would say is
also
more
like
of
a name. Yeah. I think Instagram named that filter after the movie Juno.
Valencia, Amaro, Ludwig. I think that's kind of like
Ludwig was Beethoven's first name. What are they talking about?
Anyway, okay. And then
I want to hear about X Pro 2, Nashville, Brandon.
Gender neutral names were on the up this year.
Okay.
Wyatt.
Wyatt is a boy's name.
Now, but also now for boys and girls. Okay.
Well, you can't just use a boy's name for a girl
and then say it's
gender neutral.
I'm reporting the news. Don't argue with me.
Wyatt's a boy's
Lincoln
name.
Lincoln,
that's
both boys
also
and girls.
A boy's name.
The point of this is to tell you that now people are naming both genders these.
I'm going
to
guess which one's a boy and which one's a girl.
I don't mean to say both genders, more than one or two genders exist, whatever. But this is how it's reporting it. Maxwell for both boys and
also
girls.
Also a boy's name. Keep going.
James.
Yeah, but that's my middle name. That's a boy's name. But I do like James for a girl.
Piper.
Piper is a girl's name.
But Piper for a boy, I don't hate it.
I do.
Astronomy was another trend. Now, Literally, fuck
they
this.
They name their kid
fuck
Aries?
This because they're trying to say Venus, but this also says, in parentheses, Gaga's impact, question mark, which I would agree with.
Oh, but they're ignoring the Duchess.
Jupiter, Sunny.
Okay, Sunny's been around for a while.
Sunny for boys.
Sunny and Cher.
Who? And who?
Her husband. He died
sorry,
in a
that was
skiing
just,
accident.
That was me being an owl again. Okay, now young adult books is also a trend. So Hazel from The Fault in Our Stars.
Ooh, I like it.
Hermione.
Oh, from that one book.
John, which they're crediting to John Green, but I'm kind of like, sorry, John, I don't really know if that's
I'm
your fault.
I'm pretty sure John has been a popular name for
John
the last
has literally been
a
around.
Million years.
Katniss.
Oh, I've heard of
but
that.
Actually, no, Katniss dropped in popularity by 10%.
You know what was really popular with Twilight?
Now, two more categories for babies' names. Empire, the Fox TV show.
They're actually naming them Empire, or they've got names from Empire?
This is a trend.
Lucius.
Dre is up 77%. Lion is up 61%. Hakim up 55%. Lucius is a new entry that has never been on the chart before. That's a pretty
My
big deal.
My problem with Lucius is that it's a little too close to luscious for me.
Ooh.
And my mom loves the word
luscious. It's luscious for men.
Yeah.
Lucius.
Well, you know, I truly name yourself whatever you want to be named.
Now the
there shouldn't be gender.
The final category of trends that I think is very relevant.
Pick a name that you like.
YouTubers.
Love your name.
Are influencing baby names.
Zoella.
Kingsley.
I like that.
New on the chart. Bethany.
I would do Kingsley for either.
Kingsley, Bethany, and the final name, Oakley.
No.
New on the chart this year.
Did you find this on superfame.com? 100%.
No, on Baby Name Trends.
Okay, that looked like, oh no, they didn't live journal.
It is, because they're reporting Baby Center. BabyCenter.com reports the YouTuber effect. Sorry.
And some people are naming their child Oakley?
Yeah, after me.
Their first name. This is a lie. They know you read their blog, and this
is just
fodder.
BabyCenter.com knows I read their blog.
Yes.
Well, apparently they do now.
Now go to the most popular names of 2015.
I simply
you
can't.
You know that shit's
I
Olivia and Hannah and Mason.
I do like the name Kingsley for a kid.
I like the name Lincoln.
Yeah, okay.
One of our friends has a nephew named Lincoln.
Speaking of Lincoln.
And they call him Little Linky.
Speaking of Linky.
Of you on a sausage link, would you? Do you prefer a patty or a link?
A link always.
Really?
And in fact, I will slice up that link. I would rather have a sliced up link dispersed all over a bagel with egg and cheese than a patty, even though a patty is more
That's
intuitive.
So dumb. What if for lunch you and I got hot dogs with like macaroni and cheese?
Is that a combo or
you
like
mix
a separate...
the dog into the Velveeta shells and cheese?
Holy fuck, that was a completely different route than I thought.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think
I'm just going to drop you off and go buy Velveeta shells and cheese for lunch.
The
today.
Number one thing Corey was missing while on the race was Velveeta.
They were like,
I was like, you're fucking garbage.
They were like, what food do you miss? And I was like, garbage.
I said Cheesecake Factory.
Did you?
Yeah.
I said Velveeta shells and cheese.
I said a
movie
chopped
theater
salad.
Popcorn.
A chopped salad from Cheesecake Factory. That sounds so good. With a huge diet Coke.
Something that comes in a can and has a lot of MSG.
Yeah.
That's what I'm missing.
Yeah. You know what we missed besides like all those things?
What?
Music. There was a lot of music that we missed.
There was like a couple albums.
We have the Adele album, which I just bought yesterday. I stream most of my music, which I mean, I know Taylor and Adele don't like that, but sorry. So it took me a minute to get into the Adele album because I was like,
I went to Target and bought her deluxe album and bought her album on iTunes.
Should I get the deluxe album? Because I bought it on iTunes.
It's in my car. We'll listen to the bonus
tracks.
It's
a lot of slow, long songs. Sorry.
What do you think 21 is, you idiot?
Slow, long songs.
What are you looking for? No one's trying to booty bounce through the winter.
I want to pop my pussy.
To what?
To Adele. So,
send my love to your ex-lover or whatever.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That's like the bop.
It just felt like there were some songs I was listening to. Maybe
this
I was
is
a
not
little,
an Adele's Queens episode.
Maybe I was a little
we're
drowsy.
Not
we're
diving
gonna get
in.
Into it. We're gonna get into it. But there were a couple songs where I was just like, maybe I was drowsy. But it just felt like some songs were going on 6 minutes. I was like, girl, wrap it up.
Why you gotta lengthen my song? What do you like, a good 2 minute and 50 second song?
I was like, girl, wrap it up.
Oh, you
want to
talk about wrap it up? Let's talk about every Lady Gaga video. Girl, wrap it up.
I'll be the first to say it. wrap it up.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've changed your ways.
Yeah.
What was that one? I think Mary the Knight, where she starts out in the hospital.
Oh yeah, and she's She's like, what is she talking about? She's talking about some type of candy.
She's in the hospital,
and she's like,
it was literally her audition for American Horror Story.
In mint green. She brought back mint green or something. So, I don't fucking
God,
know.
You just read all anyway, these like rumor sites also, that think that people bring back.
No. She said
green.
That in the music video,
and
she
that
didn't,
oh, that
off.
Was when she gave us the mint caps at the concert.
Yes,
I remember now.
No, when we gave her the mint caps.
No. She gave us.
We were at the Amsterdam concert, and everyone was passing around mint caps to surprise her.
No, she yes. threw those
no,
out.
No. They were fans.
No,
you know how some fans will organize something; they'll all hold up a sign that says "Amsterdam loves you" or something. And then the singer
like
has
when we
to
were
acknowledge
at,
it.
Like when we were at the Sarah Bareilles concert and we all sang happy birthday to her.
It was
and
yeah,
she
like
said,
organized by the crowd.
And she said, I will remember this moment for the rest of my life.
There's no way she remembers
actually,
that.
I'll tweet it at her.
Okay.
She's been very responsive with
you,
me on
you
Twitter.
You
want
to know what we need to talk about? How Justin Bieber fucking slaughtered One Direction.
Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I do remember before we left
we were
that
asked,
I was telling you that Bieber was going to win, and you were like, I don't know.
I was a little curious because it's like One Direction's fandom is so rabid, but I was surprised. And I credit it really, honestly, to Brazil. I think Brazil has that impact. I honestly do.
Are you being ironic?
No, 100%. His like South America, Central America fans are crazy rabid for Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, I think, is more international than One Direction. And
girl,
Justin Bieber can fucking chart a song. One Direction can't. Sorry.
The Billboard charts only track the U.S. It was here. We're fans,
I'm
too.
I'm talking also about international.
Oh. I didn't look at what he sold internationally.
Anyway,
today.
Justin Bieber slaughtered One Direction. But and Justin Bieber has how many songs in the Hot 100? Top five right now?
Three at this moment.
And he's the third artist to ever have done so. After who?
The Beatles and 50 Cent. And
where's One Direction's singles?
They've had, I don't think they've
right
even had a number one.
Ever?
No. I think best song ever was number two, and that's it. Well,
yeah, so Justin
good
Bieber,
thing they're taking
I, but
a break.
I will say, I did prefer One Direction's album to Justin Bieber's album.
I
don't know if I can get into Justin Bieber's album. It's
I've only
a
listened
too
to the,
R&B for me, and I don't
really?
Think I care.
I've only listened to the singles. I haven't listened to
the singles are very different from the album.
It's just, it was tough getting back from the race because all I wanted to do was listen to Christmas holiday music.
Right.
And so I haven't even listened to really Bieber's album or One Direction's.
One Direction's album
dove
is more
right
pop.
Into Adele.
One Direction's more pop. Justin Bieber's singles are all pop, but the album is all R&B.
Really? I thought he had a lot of features. Is the song he did with Halsey good?
I don't remember. I think I was falling asleep. I listened to the album while I was on a plane. And then the other album that came out, Troye Sivan. Did you love it?
I haven't listened to it.
What?
I listened to...
That was the first album I listened to when I got back.
Well, not me.
Wow.
I mean, I will listen to it.
Such a Troy naysayer.
I saw it at Target, but then I knew there was like a scandal with him in Target. And I was like, do I buy? Do I not buy? Do I stream?
A scandal. You mean an exclusive deluxe version?
No. Didn't Target like leak it? And then like,
oh, I didn't know
fans
that.
Fans were boycotting it.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Listen, I could have dreamt it.
That's more
I've
possible.
I've been sleeping a lot since being back.
I did like the Troy album. I'm looking at the four albums that we have listed. Adele, One Direction, Troy, and Justin. I think my favorite...
The only one I've listened to is Adele.
I think my favorite is Troy's out of those four. Because it's like there's at least some pop songs. Adele's kind of like... I think I need to get more into the Adele album. I think people just bought the hype. Sorry. 3.4 million or whatever. They bought the hype.
I read an article that said Adele knows how to like motivate her female fans and they're the reason that she sold all those records. And I was a little offended. I'm like, listen...
Don't,
I bought the album.
So you just...
Don't discredit my contribution to her
this is
world
just
record.
Like when Pentatonix beat Demi and they credited it to the Cracker Barrel fans.
There you go.
Because they sold their album at Cracker Barrel and it was like the discrepancy between them and Demi was like 400 albums.
And it
they
was
said
all the Cracker Barrel.
Without Cracker Barrel, they wouldn't have beat Demi. So this is the exact same thing.
I think that's exactly where we leave this episode.
Thank you, Cracker Barrel. Thank you. Let's do some things we're thankful to Cracker Barrel.
I don't think we have
for.
Time for
the
that
today.
The
big checker sets. The
rocking chairs.
The rocking chairs. Their kids' meal, which is only $3.25, and it comes with everything you
they
need.
They got
a
good
burger,
protein
a fry,
breakfast, and it comes with sliced tomatoes.
And
it's
they got the
it.
Pentatonix album.
Wow.
And I really do like, they have a lot of ornaments over the Christmas time.
All right.
All right.
Well, with that, I would say... stay tuned and be sure to subscribe. And
good luck with your
we
life.
Missed you and we're happy to be back. And also follow me on Twitter. I'm now verified.
Oh, P.S.
My name is Corey Cool.
Okay, shush. Other things that you should know. I think for this holiday season, while you're gone, while you're off, you know, the radar for school, while you're on Christmas break or whatever the fuck, go back and listen to some old Psychobabble episodes, because I just saw that we're like nearing 70 episodes. Have you heard all 70? Go listen to some. Let us know what you're listening to with the hashtag Psychobabble Rewind. And listen to some old ones and live tweet them with hashtag Psychobabble Rewind. I'm going to be giving love to people who do. That's all. We love you. Subscribe today. It's free. And introduce us to somebody you know. Okay. Bye, Corey.
Bye.